Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Golf Channel will have comprehensive on-site news coverage from the U.S. Open with its Golf Central Live from the U.S. Open news show. Wednesday's coverage, that's today, will air from noon to 5 and tonight from 7 to 9. And joining us right now, the co-host for Golf Channel's Morning Drive, the network's daily lifestyle show. That's Damon Hack. Damon, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Damon. How are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. What's going on?
So let me start with this. How difficult have they made Shinnecock for this U.S.? I mean, is this going to be the kind of U.S. Open where, like, one under par wins the tournament, Damon?
I don't think it's going to be that difficult. If you guys remember back in 2004, the USGA lost the golf course, kind of set it up thinking they're going to have one weather pattern. The wind blew harder than they expected. The greens died on that golf course during the championship. The seventh green in particular, unplayable on Sunday, barely playable on Saturday. The membership was absolutely up in arms, and rightfully so. The USGA made a mistake with how they set up that golf course. I think with memories of 2004 still fresh in our minds, I think the golf course will be a little bit more generous. In fact, the fairways wider than they were back in 2004. So I think it's going to be maybe like an 8-under, 6-under type of U.S. Open. You never know with the weather, but I definitely not going to think you're going to see the golf course be lost like it was 14 years ago.
I was also reading the other day that there's a rule now that you'll be allowed to remove stones or pebbles from the rough and serve no penalty for doing so. So that's another change that I saw going into this weekend.
It is, Evan. It's a great point you bring up, because back in 2004 when Phil Mickelson doubled the 17th hole, he actually had a stone behind his ball in that bunker, which didn't allow him to hit the kind of shot that he wanted to hit. He ended up three-putting that hole, which was the bigger problem. But you're right. The USGA trying to make the game a little bit kinder and gentler than maybe the Wingfoot 1970s Oakmont type of test that we recall back in our youth.
Now, you look at this tournament, and I know Dustin Johnson's a favorite, but I just can't see – I don't know how you feel about this, Damon. I can't see a guy – rarely do we see guys win back-to-back on the PGA Tour. He won last week in Memphis at St. Jude. You know, I can't see him winning, even though this – you know, this the U.S. Open generally is geared toward the long hitters, and we saw that, you know, Johnson won 2 years ago, Koepka won last year. How about that as far as winning consecutive weeks on a tour, which is very hard to do?
It is very hard to do, Joe. And in fact, no one has ever won a PGA Tour event and then gone on to win the U.S. Open the very next week. But I think it's more about the fact that guys like Tiger and Jack didn't play the week before majors typically. They rather take that week off to prepare at home. So if there's any guy who can break that streak, who doesn't care about history, who doesn't care much about anything, he's a C-ball, hit-ball guy, it's Dustin Johnson, who happens to be the best driver of the golf ball on the PGA Tour right now, especially with Rory McIlroy searching for a little bit of momentum and stability in his game. So if there's anybody who can do it, he's already got a U.S. Open to his resume.
Yep.
He comes in off of a six-shot win in which he holed his final shot on the 18th hole. It's Dustin Johnson. He's got the perfect mentality for championship golf because he just gets over mistakes so quickly. He just doesn't care. And that's a great kind of mentality to have when you're trying to play in the most difficult championship in professional golf.
And he's the favorite. He's got the best odds to win this bad boy. I think the emotion from fans is to see Phil win this thing. That's what they want to see. How do you feel about Phil going into this competition?
Oh, it's an incredible storyline. I think outside of Tiger winning a 15th major and winning for the first time a major in 10 years or the first time anywhere in five, Phil's the story. You guys remember back in 2002 when he was battling with Tiger. That's where the New York crowd really fell in love with Phil Mickelson. Four of his six runner-ups in the U.S. Open are in New York. Two at Bethpage, one at Wingfoot, and one at Shinnecock. He's from San Diego, but he might as well be from the Bronx. I mean, people love Phil Mickelson. He loves sports. He loves give and take. He loves talking smack. He loves high energy. He's an adopted New Yorker. And I tell you what, if Phil Mickelson is in contention come Sunday afternoon, the outside the ropes at Shinnecock, it's going to be an absolute frenzy because Phil loves New York. New Yorkers love him. And other than the Tiger kind of, you know, God, you know, idol, unbelievable, greatest of all time, you know, awe-inspiring player that he is, Phil Mickelson will be the most popular man on the property. And even with Tiger's incredible storyline and history, Phil may be the most popular man on the property this weekend in Southampton.
Talking to Damon Hack, U.S. Open, of course, coming up starting tomorrow at Shinnecock out on Long Island. Jordan Spieth has not had a good year so far, Damon. He really hasn't. He's had, it's amazing because it, to me, you say, you know, you're right. Johnson's the best driver of the golf ball. To me, Spieth is the best putter there is. But he's had trouble this year with the putter. He really has. How about Jordan? But that makes, to me, that makes him even more dangerous. You know, we saw him win a couple years ago at Chambers Bay. How about him? How about Jordan maybe, you know, finding it here? Because he did play well at the Masters, even though he came up short at the end. He made that big run on the last day. How about Jordan Spieth here in this tournament?
Yeah, the two best things that Jordan Spieth has going for him, one is he's a three-time major champion who's already won the U.S. Open. Yep. So he's not gripping and grinding to try to break through to win a major. And secondly, it's because of all the noise surrounding Phil and surrounding Tiger, you know, Spieth can kind of come in under the radar a little bit. The expectations aren't so high. He's 209th in strokes gained putting this year. He was second in strokes gained putting back in 2016 and obviously had that great year in 2015 when he won two majors. Yep. He was in the top 20 in putting. He's missing a lot of the 5 and 6 footers that you have to make for par, especially in a major championship. He played great on that Sunday at Augusta. He'll tell you that I was freewheeling it. I didn't think I was in the tournament. Gave himself a chance, but he wasn't really kind of in the heat of contention until the final few holes. We're seeing Jordan Spieth absolutely befuddled on the greens, but if there's anybody who can lean on the fact that he is a three-time major champ at the age of 25, it's Jordan Spieth. He's got something special. He's a fighter. He's tough. He's not going to be scared, but he has to find some magic with the putter. He says he's confident, but it's hard to find great play when you've been struggling to come to a U.S. Open venue like Shinnecock Hills and say, well, this is the place where everything is going to come together, where for the bulk of the season, including coming off of a missed cut, he just hasn't been playing that well.
Yep.
Talking to Damon Hack, co-host for the Golf Channel's Morning Drive. They'll have a lot of coverage. Today's coverage begins from noon to 5 tonight from 7 to 9 on Golf Channel. Where is Tiger right now in your mind?
I tell you what, guys. Tiger is, as much as we have expectations for him, he's ahead of where most people thought he would be. The fact that he had a chance to win the Valspar a couple of months ago, the fact that he played so well at the Players and at Bay Hill is shocking to me considering where he was a year ago when we saw him stumbling around, you know, in a DUI video, and not to mention the back problems that he had to put his body back together, to put his life back together, and to suddenly find himself in the conversation of being a contender and a realistic one to win golf tournaments again. It tells you how great a 14-time major champion and 79-time PGA Tour winner really is. And you kind of forget that Tiger made winning look easy. And the fact that he's been able to even come back, that he's wanted to put himself under the scrutiny again to be measured against the guy who won 4 major championships in a row and the guy who won the Masters by 12 and a U.S. Open by 15 and an Open championship by 8. Because that's who we're always going to compare Tiger Woods to. He will never get back to that point, but I think it's a foolish game to think that a guy who has been so good, who's had a lot more great days on a golf course than poor days on a golf course, cannot find some semblance of a game. And I don't think he's going to win this week at Shinnecock, but I do believe Tiger Woods will win golf tournaments again, and I do believe he'll win major championships again.
All right, Damon, if there's one guy, I guess the guy that jumps out at me that has never won a major that needs to now win one is Ricky Fowler. You know, he had a big run again. You go back to the Masters, he played well. He almost got there. You know, I still see that vision of him. He birdied 18, but, it, you know, it was going to wind up being Patrick Reed's day anyway. We've seen him finish, you know, up there, like second in a bunch of majors. Can Ricky Fowler, in your mind, finally break through here at Shinnecock?
You know, I asked his good friends, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, at the Players about Ricky Fowler, and they both said it's laughable to them that people think Ricky Fowler won't win several majors before his career is all said and done. And I thought that was very telling. They're very close friends with Ricky. You know, Ricky's the guy who's always standing on 18 congratulating the other players that win majors. Can, you know, give it a hug to Jimmy Walker, giving a hug to Justin Thomas and George Spieth and Bubba. And it's Ricky's turn. He's the best player in golf right now without a major championship. And you mentioned the 65-67 weekend he had at Augusta. Just got engaged last week. He knows what he has to do. The shots that he hit, the quality, the short iron into 18 on Sunday at Augusta, where the outcome was still in jeopardy, told me a lot about Ricky Fowler. We saw him, what he did at the Players' Championship a few years ago with that incredible finish of 6-under in his last five holes. Ricky Fowler's legit. He's 29 years of age. He knows his time is coming. I would be shocked if Ricky Fowler does not get it done at some point. He absolutely loves Shinnecock Hills, kind of plays it recreationally. It'll be his first time competing at Shinnecock at a U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler has the game. He has great momentum in major championships. It would surprise absolutely no one if he got it done this week in Southampton.
All right, I'm going to ask you now. First of all, give me who you think is going to win this, and then give me a dark horse guy. You know, because I could see, like, you know, some dark horse guy, who knows, Tommy Fleetwood, I don't know, Matsuyama, maybe somebody like that coming out of, you know, winning this. But, I mean, how about that? I mean, give me a dark horse and give me the guy you think is going to win.
Joe, you're paying great attention to the game because Tommy Fleetwood.
Too much attention.
You are. He's my dark horse pick. Tommy Fleetwood.
Is Tommy Fleetwood real? Is it really Tommy Fleetwood?
I spent some time. I was in London a couple weeks ago, watched him at the BMW PGA Championship. The driver is his best club in the bag. He was Europe's best player last year, but is tied for fourth at Erin Hills in the U.S. Open 1 year ago. He'll like the look of Shinnecock because it's very linksy. Tommy Fleetwood grew up in Southport, England, just down the road from Royal Birkdale, another links golf course. Tommy Fleetwood absolutely is a smart money pick, a long shot to get it done at Shinnecock. But my pick to win it, and it's been my pick for the last couple weeks, even before he won in Memphis, is Dustin Johnson.
Okay,
It's not a sexy pick. It's the chalk choice.
Right.
He's the favorite by all the betting houses. But DJ, there's a reason. He's an 18-time winner on the PGA Tour who just became number one in the world coming off a six-shot win in Memphis. There's a reason he's the favorite. He's got this championship before. Number two comes on Sunday at Shinnecock.
Damon, it's great, man. Great stuff. Really looking forward to it. Very pumped up to watch this weekend.
Thanks, Joe and Evan.
Take care.
Damon Hack. Co-host for Golf Channel's Morning Drive Network's lifestyle show, Daily Golf Channel. Will have comprehensive on-site news coverage from the U.S. Open with its Golf Central Live from the U.S. Open news shows. Today's coverage airs noon to 5 tonight from 7 to 9. We'll talk to Jermaine Kearse of the Jets coming up, and we'll mix in some of your calls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.